SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Up 1.2% to a record high. Woolworths, one of the standouts, up 13% today. Its best one-day gain on record. We'll speak with its CEO, Amanda Bardwell, in a few moments. But first, is your job safe from artificial intelligence? Sydney-based listed software company WiseTech says the sector is experiencing the most significant shift in decades as AI changes the way it works. Over the next 2 years, it's slashing around 2,000 jobs. That's about a third of its workforce, starting with its product and development and customer service teams across the company. This is what WiseTech CEO Zubin Appoo had to say at the company's investor call earlier today.
Software development has experienced its most significant shift in decades. Large language models have fundamentally changed how code is written, tested, and maintained. I am prepared to say this clearly. The era of manually writing code as the core act of engineering is over. What has not changed is the importance of deep domain expertise, knowing what to build, which problems matter, and how global trade and logistics operate. AI amplifies the productivity of our expertise in logistics and trade, the rich data sets that WiseTech holds, and the network advantage that we have built over 30 years. And it allows us to move faster from ideas to real customer value through the efficiencies it brings in software development and product creation. Since my appointment as CEO, a key area of focus has been identifying how we leverage AI to drive meaningful productivity gains and structural efficiencies across the business. Over the past 6 months, I have worked closely with our senior product and development leaders to embed AI directly into our workflows as a core operating capability. As a result, we see clear evidence that we can deliver greater output in shorter timeframes with smaller AI-enabled teams. Teams are already demonstrating what is possible when this capability is embedded deeply into design, build, testing, and deployment workflows. AI is executing code reviews, generating automated test cases, identifying edge cases missed by humans, resolving defects end-to-end using agentic workflows, and accelerating the pace at which we can deliver value to customers. We have seen the productivity improvements firsthand in our build of our AI workflow engine and other product development work in CargoWise. We have made more than 500 role reductions during FY26 as part of our efficiency program to align to our high-performance culture and drive AI use across the business. This phase of our efficiency program delivered net cost savings ahead of plan and ahead of schedule. We will continue to make changes across our business as we continue to redesign work in an AI operating model.
Okay, so that's WiseTech CEO Zubin Appoo speaking there earlier at the company's investor call. WiseTech shares surged 11% on the news, helping to bring the market to a record close. The S&P ASX 200 up today by 1.2%, spurring other tech stocks with it. And to tell us more about that and the day's market action, I spoke with Francesco De Stratis, investment advisor at Ord Minnett. Francesco, can we start with WiseTech? 2,000 jobs to go. That's around a third of its workforce. It says AI has reduced the need for developers and customer service staff. What do you think the implications are more broadly? Because for a while, we were talking about the potential for AI to take jobs, and now we're seeing it.
That's right. I suppose we call it the AI risk to the AI reality. And the reality is that artificial intelligence is going to, replace certain roles within particularly technology, as you mentioned, developers. Customer service might be a slower process. I think that will make them much more efficient. And over time, it'll probably see some reductions. But, you know, the beauty of AI, particularly from a business point of view, is we're going to start to see some productivity gains. And I think that's a big key to artificial intelligence. I think over time, though, Quality assurance is probably going to be a key area. I know certain industries that use AI have some concerns over if AI doesn't have the information, it makes it up sometimes, depending on what programming you're using. But I think over time, as more data is collected and more data is used, then they'll bypass some of those errors.
What about for investors? I mean, WiseTech shares surged as a result today because of the cost-cutting measures, I guess. Over the past month or so, it's really tanked. Software shares of many companies around the world also following suit, down quite significantly, even the likes of Australia's Atlassian shares in the US. What do you think their future looks like, or is the AI dump in shares overblown?
Yeah, look, I think it's been indiscriminate, the dumping of shares in AI. And look, WiseTech have had a number of issues, not just the artificial intelligence side of things. They've had the corporate governance side of things that have been an issue as well. And if you go back to sort of October, I think it was probably October, August, September, October last year, when it was reaching those heady heights, we're talking a stock that was, on PE multiples that give you a nosebleed. So I think the concern there is corporate governance, one thing. AI is probably going to give them more productivity gains. And I think the volatility in the market that's come about because everyone thinks AI is going to change things, and it will. Some are going to benefit, some may not. And I think it's just an indiscriminate sell-off. I still think WiseTech's probably in that reasonably expensive position as well on a PE multiple, but as long as they can deliver some growth, and that growth might come from cost cutting, which we're going to see from some of these job losses, and I dare say that a large part of their expenses are wages, salaries and wages, so I think we might see some good quality results come from them rather than just pure revenue side gains. We might start to see some cost cutting there.
Huge result from Woolworths today, shares at a 17-month high. I spoke earlier with its CEO. What was it that investors liked out of this profit result?
Oh, look, I think the big thing was that the earnings beat consensus expectations, and it was a clean beat. It wasn't any accounting gymnastics or anything like that in there. It was a good earnings increase from previous corresponding period, around 15% on earnings, EPS, dividends stronger. And I think the market gained a bit of confidence in that Woolies has sort of turned the corner, because Woolies has been in the doghouse for probably about 12 months now, and the share price has reflected that over the last 12 months. It's probably a bit of a jump today, probably bigger than it entitles, but I think what we're seeing is a bit of a rotation as well, because Coles has been the, grocer of choice from an investment point of view. They've come under a cloud of some pricing discrimination there. I think they're going to come under a cloud for a little while under that. So I think the investment community is just doing a bit of a rotation out of Coles into Woolies there.
We're well and truly into profit season, actually coming towards the tail end now. How would you rank it, and what have been some of the standouts for you?
Yeah, look, every reporting season has mixed results, and we can say that again here. But, if I look at the way the share prices have performed over the last month, and we just look at the top 50, it's been highly concentrated on, the big four banks, BHP, Rio, Woolies from today onwards, Brambles. So you've got some of those really large companies that take a lot of weight in the index, pushing that index higher. I was very surprised with the banks, and the market was also. I think the results were definitely better than expected, but I still think the banks are relatively expensive from an historical standpoint and from an industry standpoint. The result was outstanding, and a lot of that was driven from the copper side of things. We saw them trying to make a takeover of Anglo American last year. That failed that, but the main driver of that was them to get bigger exposure to copper. Rio has good exposure to copper. So I think the resources sector has done well. And then we look at some of the defensive sides. It's the logistics companies like Brambles have done extremely well, and they're one of the quiet achievers in the market.
Inflation out today from the ABS at 3.8% headline, 3.4% the underlying rate. Is the market taking this to mean another interest rate rise, and when? And I would note that I saw a note from economist Barrenjoey now adding another rate rise to their base case. So they're actually expecting two more, one in May and one in August. What's the market thinking, though?
Yeah, well, when the results came out, it sent the ASX 200 index south quite quickly, but it recovered really quickly as well. So from the investment point of view, I think investors are quite happy with the larger blue chip companies in the marketplace, and they started buying them up again. I think from the market point of view, if we are expecting more rate hikes, and I wouldn't rule that out, I think today's result was, I suppose, an indication that that inflation number is fairly sticky, because the headline rate was up at 3.8. The trim mean, which is what the Reserve Bank works off, is 3.4. So it's still well outside their target range of 2 to 3%. I think we're on target for at least probably two rate rises, and maybe Barrenjoey might be right with the third there. And we could see one as early as the next meeting. I can't remember where the next meeting is, because they've changed the way they structure the meetings on a monthly basis to a fairly, it's not ad hoc, but they're not on a monthly frequency. But I'd expect another rate rise next month. From an investment point of view, defensives are going to be better. Things like Woolies, because from a retail perspective, it's non-discretionary. People got to eat, people got to drink. So looking at investments in that space and away from some that are exposed to higher rates, like your Harvey Normans and your JB Hi-Fis.
And finally, Francesco, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, look, from an opportunities in the investment market, I look at themes and then look below those themes to see what's available. I've spoken before that copper is a theme that I like in the medium to long term. But I think AI is still a theme. We've seen a lot of disruption in the market and volatility in the market because of the fear of AI. But I think there's some areas in AI that people can focus on, where they're going to solve some problems in AI. And one of them is processing power. Ultimately, when people are running AI, the processing speed needs to increase significantly. If we think back to when the internet was dial-up modems and we went to a website where there was a lot of photographs, it took a long time to download. I think we're getting to that point in the sequence again with AI. It does a lot of iteration, so we need more processing speed, which needs more energy. The demand for energy is going to increase as well. And then there's two other areas in AI. One is cybersecurity. I think that's very important. There are ways of getting access to investment in cybersecurity. A good one is an exchange-traded fund called HAC, which gives you a broad portfolio. So that's pretty key. And then looking at ways of getting, exposure to quality assurance within AI. Don't know how we do that, but I'm sure there'll be...
Operator posted a 16.4% lift in half-year profit to $859 million. That doesn't include costs related to staff underpayment, though, but was still better than expected. Sales at $37 billion, up 3.4%. A dividend of 45 cents per share, that's up 15.4%. All those numbers, better than expected. The company trying to win back customer trust. And for more, I spoke with Woolies CEO Amanda Bardwell. Amanda, thanks for your time. Can we start with the impact of AI on jobs? Because it's making headlines today, WiseTech slashing 2,000. What's the likely impact of AI on your workforce, and how is Woolies using it?
We already use AI in a number of different areas. In fact, we've been using AI for over a decade, right across our business. And we focus on it in terms of how can it improve customer experiences, and also how can it improve team experiences. In our stores, for example, our teams use Quick Assist, which enables them to identify the top five things that they can focus on right now to improve the experience for our customers. So that's really important. We've used AI for many, many years, as I said, and so that will continue to be our focus, is how do we create better customer experiences and better team experiences? And of course, we're focused on being a lower cost retailer, but AI is simply an enabler for us.
The ABS today said that food inflation rose 3.1% in the year to January. Average prices at Woolies, though, declined 0.5% ex-tobacco in the second quarter. How are you managing this?
Yeah, so we're focused on value because that's what our customers are telling us is the most important thing for them right now. We know customers are doing it tough, particularly our families, and so we've been really focused on investing in lower prices, so lowering those shelf prices, great promotions, but also giving more value back to our Everyday Rewards members. And so that has delivered average selling price reduction. And in fact, we've delivered that for 8 quarters because we want customers to choose Woolies first, and value is what matters most to customers right now.
Based at what you're seeing across the Woolies group, how would you describe consumer sentiment at the moment, and have you noticed any shifts in behaviour?
Yeah, so when we listen to our customers, they're telling us that value matters. And in fact, we've seen an increasing focus on how can customers get more value. So for customers, they're telling us that they're participating more in specials. They're looking at comparing the supermarkets across the board to make sure that they get the best price. And actually, they're cooking at home more as well. All of that is about how that they can save on that family budget, which we know is so important right now.
Now, I appreciate you can't say much about the ACCC's actions on supermarkets at the moment, but what would you say to shoppers and to shareholders about the way you're rebuilding trust and transparency with consumers?
We're focused on listening to what it is that customers tell us is the most important thing, and value does matter. It also matters that we're really clear and transparent about our offer, whether that's our shelf prices or our promotions, and that then we're consistent in the way that we communicate to our customers every single day. We're really committed to doing better for our customers. We know that we need to continue to build on that customer trust, and we're focused on doing that across this year ahead.
Finally, investors have really applauded your results today, which included that surprise jump in dividend. What's the message you're trying to send?
Woolies is focused on what it is that matters most to customers, which is value, and operating a really disciplined, low-cost retail business so that we can continue to invest in better value and better experiences for our customers. That's what's driven the underlying results that we've delivered today, and there's still much more that we need to do. We have momentum, but we're focused on making sure that we provide more reasons for customers to choose us first.
Circumstances or objectives, you should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance